Well, today is Saturday night live on the Lightship. This is Creation Lightship Healing, and we'll be going to the Lightship probably about a quarter till the hour or so. Let's clear the day today. So it's September 23rd, 2017. And we'll clear this date for you. Here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm going to clear the day back in the same day of the year, September 23rd, but we'll go back to the year of 2001. So let's clear that away. So going back 16 years. So here we go, releasing that energy from you that's corded to you energetically. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Still a ton of energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Let's do maybe another 50 here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. I'll do another 50 here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Well, it feels better. Okay, and let's bring up the light bean or beans on your monitor screen. And here we go. Bringing peace to you through these images, pictures of the light beans. So unless you want to put up the Lightship insignia, that would actually be radiating 12 source energies. And the light beans will give you a peace energy. So you might just try maybe on different shows, see which one you like the best. So here we go. Either one will be charged up for you now. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a particular situation going on, something that is bothering you, emotional or mental or physical, here we go. Let's release the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it over to you tonight.
Okay.
Sure, you're all ready to go. Okay.
Yes, I sure am, Ron, and so happy to be able to be on this show tonight and to assist. As you said earlier, it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, so that means we are all allowed or invited to request a physical healing when Ron takes us to the Lightship later in the show. So think about that so you're prepared. And you know, it's a good idea to also prepare, if you're a listener of this show, before the show starts with an emotional or mental issue to clear, because Ron always does that right at the beginning of the show. And we have to speak aloud or write down, if that's all you can do, for the light beings. You can't just say, oh, isn't this nice, Ron's doing a healing for us. We have to be specific about what it is we want healed, and it's a shame to miss out on what Ron does right there at the beginning of the show. And thank you, Ron, for that. So you know, I looked at an email and got a little lost there. Were you still clearing that date and you were doing all that counting for the today's date and the date, the same date in 2001?
Yeah, the 2001, we did about 200 counts on that, I believe. So
was that clearing timelines that you were doing? It felt really good.
It'd be timelines in a sense, yeah.
Wow.
In a sense, it would be like a media clearing timelines. So if you still feel, if you feel relief, that's good. If you feel like you have more energy there, you know, timeline crashing would be great for the date. And you might also may consider doing the media clearing for what you may have seen on TV back then. So back to you, Ann.
Oh, okay. So I know a lot of our listeners do the natal barcode and the alien keyword intercept every day with the date on it and the day of the week and the planet that controls that day, et cetera. I wonder if should we be doing it just every day, do a timeline crash, too, on the date?
Normally, if you know, you'd want to maybe do a timeline crash on the day before. Because you don't want to do a timeline crash for an event that hasn't happened. So, you know, maybe if you do timeline crashes at night, you can see what happened in your daytime and do a timeline crash on them. So you're not taking it to bed with you and then having it brought out on other timelines. Remember, whatever upsets you during the day, they can take that and put you into the dream state and you could be reliving that experience. So you don't want to just do a timeline crash for the day because the day hasn't started yet. So it has
right.
to always be after that, you know, the day before typically, as you look at your life and anything before, you know, the present moment that you're in, you want to go back on the alien timeline to see what's bothering you.
Now, is that for the timeline crashes only, or should we be doing, you know, kind of be a day behind on the natal barcode and alien keyword intercept as well?
Well, if you have to input something, then, you know, you're okay if you input it, but make sure that you have that experience because you don't want to just put something in there that hasn't occurred yet because you may get flagged and have situations going on.
Okay. Well, I thought that you talked about that really clearly last night when you talked about the hurricanes, and you said if you were in a hurricane recently, because there were a few bad ones, you can now do some timeline crashes. And I guess it's the same thing. You can't say, oh, we might have a hurricane tomorrow and start timeline crashing it because it hasn't happened yet.
Right. Yeah, it hasn't happened yet. Yeah, that's correct. You know, because you have to have that experience to do a timeline crash on it.
Right.
You know, maybe it's possible that I may do something in the looking at future timelines, but I really don't want to get into that because it could be a can of worms for people. And, you know, you have to know about the experience, okay, and then you can timeline crash it. So if you're watching the news and one's coming your way, a hurricane or something, then yeah, it's fine to do about it because you got warned and you can do a timeline crash on it. Nothing's wrong with that. But you don't want to sit there and think, you know, my intuition is telling me I'm going to have a hurricane coming here in a week. I better do some timeline crashing on it. Well, it hasn't come into that realm yet of experience. So, you know, the cat's not out of the bag yet. So, you know, you can't do anything that you don't physically know about.
Well,
you know, I might be able to do something later on with a special clearing or one that I create maybe where we could, you know, do something like that. But right now I'm not energized enough. I don't even want to look at that situation where we're going into the future to ward off stuff because I'm not working in the now because you want to be in the now when you do everything that you're doing. What I did mention before was like going back and rewriting your history or her story, and you can do that by going into those events and doing timeline crashes on it because that thing's still lingering with you. And that's how they find out you know, how to cause problems with you is that they go into your genetic cellular memory and see what's in there. You know, that's why you want to do that, the clearing, the mental cellular, I believe is what it is. You know, get rid of that energy that they're reading to put you on the timeline to create your next, you know, movie set, and, you know, you're the star in it, and, you know, you have your own production studio with the aliens, and they stick you on this stuff. So how do they get that? Well, because you have that experience. So you can resonate to it. They want to just copy and paste that or create a scene for you that you can remember because you already have it stored inside of you. So if it wasn't ever stored inside of you, then you wouldn't even know what it's about because you have no memory of it. Remember, they're using your memory. You sell your memory to activate everything. So that's a really good clue of what you need to clear. If you start thinking about something, it's not because it's a brand new thought, believe me. It's because you already have thought it and you already have that experience. And you're just getting maybe more information on it because you're viewing it. Remember, everything that's here in darkness is programs, and you know about all the programs. So there's nothing actually brand new to experience in darkness. They gave you everything. So they're not going to pull something new out of the bag, we'll say, to give you because they have to create their own movie sets and timelines for you to experience this stuff on. There was that movie possibly on Netflix or Amazon, West something or other, Westworld or...
Yes, sir. Westworld, I think, Ron.
Westworld, yeah. I saw that about a year ago, and it's about, I guess they were actually clones. The beginning of it is kind of creepy looking as they're creating these cloned people. But and the clones got intelligence at the end of it, you know, they kind of woken up. And but anyway, it's Westworld is very interesting if you want to see kind of how you're being controlled here. And they have the clones doing it. And just think of the aliens being the people that have lots of money who pay to have this experience interacting with clones. So, but anyway, it's quite interesting to watch. And the same events kind of happen over and over again. And the clones are starting now to get a memory that they don't like it, you know. So anyway, back to you, Anne.
Yes, Ron. Yeah, that is a good show, and it is also creepy. And some listeners sent in room requests for the Lightship. Thank you very much. I forgot to mention that at the beginning of the show. So if you'd like to send in some room requests that we can visit, anything in nature that you'd like to experience the pure source energy of, maybe you... I don't know, have never been, you know, seen mammals in the ocean and you want to do whales or something, just experience the energy. Or maybe there's an animal or plant life that you love and you want to feel the source energy of it. Like maybe you spend a lot of time with horses or dogs and you can request that room. And so, okay, Ron, that was very interesting. And Ron did suggest the media clearing. And someone wrote in and said that the that clearing that you did of the dates gave them really three huge yawns with the past date release. So they had got something taken out of them. And someone else said, clearing this date in 2001, I see there were so many things happening all over the world on that date that the mainstream news was probably packed with negativity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, the media clearing is a really good one, and you really might need that. Okay. Last night, you talked about the resentment of mother clearing, and someone had a question. You talked about a mother, you know, resenting being a mother. So this listener would like to know, can you do it in reverse if the child resents the mother on that same clearing?
No, that clearing is connected to the mother and typically different events that has happened to her through the pregnancy or having, I'm thinking of the abortion one. Excuse me, resentment of motherhood. I think you could probably do that and just put reverse on it or something after your name, because then it would work for you resenting your mother. And I guess that would very interesting. Yeah, try it and see if it works. I don't see why it wouldn't.
Yes, I would think that it would. I remember asking you about the baptism clearing. And, of course, you've said that can be used for not only baptisms, but other religious ceremony things that were done to you or even that you may have chosen in the past to do. And then I recalled that I was actually godmother a couple of times, and you said that I could do the baptism clearing to clear that as well. So that's what I thought of, because you did say that would work sort of in reverse, kind of.
And,
it's kind of reverse.
Right. And there's what you may want to do, everybody, is that one of the chakra clearings that we have, because there's a lot of artificial intelligent AI energies coming. And they've been coming for quite a while, mainly the last couple of months, I would say. And you may want to do the chakra balancing, maybe the crown chakra one, because that goes through all the chakras, I believe, and do that and get yourself released from the artificial intelligent mind control patterns. Maybe you could talk about that chakra clearing and what the official name is on it.
Yes, I will, and it's a wonderful healing. I think I've talked about it on the show before. It's a $50 healing, but I would really, if you can, buy it unlimited for $100. It's called Crown Chakra Alien Courting Disconnection. And if you just type the word crown into the little box on the upper left of Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, it'll come up. And it is wonderful. So it has three parts. And the first part has seven steps, and it has every chakra, the crown, the third eye / brow, throat, heart, solar plexus, sacral, and root. And on each of them, underneath it says front side and back side. It also gives a little description in case you're unfamiliar with chakras. For instance, root chakra, base of spine and tailbone area. So you kind of know what you're talking about. And what I love about this is the first time you do it, you click on step one, which is chakra seven, crown chakra, top of the head. That doesn't have a front and back side. And it's a short, I have it running right now. I think it might be a 15-minute default on there. And then when you go to step two, though, you can leave it step one checked. So as you go through, you can be getting all of your chakras cleared. So you can, in other words, you don't have to do just one at a time. You can leave each box checked. Then it gets even better. Part two are 29 options, or I'm sorry, 21 options of different body parts. So feet, hands, face, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and you can just click on whichever ones of these you want attention paid to. And I feel like two things. If you have any issue in a certain part of your body, of course, that's you're going to check it. But also, if you feel like that area could be subject to courting or attack, because it is, after all, called alien courting disconnection, So that's wonderful. And, of course, the last one is on this, that part is custom input. So if all those many things Ron has put isn't, you know, the thing you want worked on isn't on that list, you can just write in whatever you want looked at. Then it's such an amazing healing. Part three, you can choose, and in this you do have to choose only do one at a time. And the first one is body energy shrink wrap. So a lot of people will write in and say, oh, how often do I have to shrink wrap or how long does it last? Well, this is some wonderful energetic help for you. It says helps keep your body energy tight to your body. And then you could also, that's the one I do all the time, but if you'd like, you can choose also an entity removal. And then it has a spirit retrieval step and a spirit integration. So I imagine, Ron, all the healings have spirit integration. Now, spirit retrieval is a little different. So does that mean that if the aliens, if you do this clearing and the aliens had been courting you, your body or your chakras, the light beings will be able to kind of snap back some of your spirit that they were trying to take away?
In a sense, yes. Normally, the spirit retrieval is when they steal your spirit, but normally the spirit's connected to some type of body part, body organ or cells or something. And then from there, they get your spirit automatically. But, yeah, they can also do it. We've done this before where people have cloned body parts. That this is not uncommon. You know, at the expos, I do this clearing and work on people's hands or necks or whatever. And all of a sudden, they look like in amazement because they have a real hand put on them versus a cloned one. So what were they doing with your real hand? With your spirit energy in it, you know, who knows? So, you know, it's real common. But normally they need your spirit to be attached to the body somehow. Imagine they could recreate a cloned replica, and your spirit may not sense that it's not a clone, or they made it from a dung pile that's heavily charged with already spirit energy for the body that they create, which we would call it a clone body. With a lot of spirit energy in it. Remember, you have, you know, the dung pile has light codes in it, because that's what they do is eat people, and they create the clones out of that energy. So not trying to be too graphic, but it does have light codes in it. That's what your clone human would be. And so from there, your spirit can go into that because it will just see light codes thinking that it's going into the right place. So it could be with that energy, then they can experiment with that and take things away from you, body parts, etc. And then down here, you may resonate with your cloned replica from the dung pile, and all of a sudden you're having, you know, maybe a sore knee or your hand is feeling funky and you don't know what happened. It was fine 2 minutes ago. Now it's, you know, has a problem, can't work properly, and that's because they're doing something to it. And your spirit's there. You know, having troubles with the darkness, doesn't really know darkness, but it knows that it's, you know, having its life force sucked out, and that's resonating to you down here. So your end result is that, you know, with your spirit over there having the life force sucked out of it, then you're having it done here, and you're feeling funky. So the clearings will help to retrieve some of that. And that's what we're doing tomorrow on our call starting at 10 a.m. Pacific, because we go looking for parts of you and get rid of these alien parasitic life forms that are inside of your body, you know, chomping away. So back to you.
Yes, Ron, thank you for bringing up tomorrow is our wonderful 7-hour healing call. As Ron said, it starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and all of the information about that is on Ron's website. You're welcome to still sign up to be on the call or to be a registered absentee. You can pay for the call and don't even, in fact, have to call in. Once you pay, you can be assured you will get the energy of the day. And the only thing is, if you're new, it's kind of nice to be able to call in so you can hear from Ron directly and know a little bit about what's going on. But it's really a wonderful experience, which you'll have a sample of in a little while on this show with the healing. So, Ron, I meant to say this too, and a listener wrote in. I went over the alien crown chakra cording release, but there is a whole life chakra clearing, chakra system clearing. And so this listener's curious, you know, what the difference is and... Or, you know, is one better? And I don't think one's better than the other, but I guess
I don't know if the other one is a whole lifetime one or not. I know the whole lifetime one to be the chakra clearing. I just don't have it in front of me to look at it.
Well,
maybe somebody out there might know the difference. I don't know.
Well, I would say that the whole life is self-explanatory, that it's whole life, that for it'll go all the way back to your birth and correct your chakra system and bring it up to date. The alien one that I talked about, alien crown chakra cording release, is now, in the now, and that will straighten you out now where you are. But that may not be enough. You may think, no, something happened to me when I was a baby and my whole chakra system's been under attack and not been right, and you might need to do the whole life one. Yes, maybe someone who's done that will have a moment and can write in. Okay, so you mentioned, Ron, I just want to find this email. Okay. Our listeners are so wonderful about writing in about how they're using the healings and what they've done to help themselves. So last night, and you mentioned this, you told us about the increase in artificial intelligence over the past 6 months. After the show, I put the word artificial and then intelligence into the natal barcode clearing. Then put up the alien attack page and cleared artificial intelligence for 8 hours. Halfway through the night, they felt some discomfort, but then something kind of moved down their, you know, from their upper body down through their leg, and they had a very intense release that I guess felt good and felt affirming. And then this listener has a daughter who has been having a lot of problems in her life lately. Her voice had changed, was sounding very mechanical. And this has been going on for a few months, for 3 or 4 months. So the mom ran the clone to light clearing and then told her to run the space clearing for her home. And to my surprise, she did. So she's very grateful to you, Ron, and for all these clearings. So that's a wonderful idea. Of course, if you have a relative or someone in your life, whoever it is, it's great to be able to do those free healings, the clone to light and alien to light clearings, if something seems off with them.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, wonderful. And here's another last, hi Ron, last Wednesday's show, you brought up the topic of robotic behavior, another way the aliens have programmed us. Well, I have 5 game apps on my iPad and 1 on my cell, and it's true. I was becoming very robotic, enslaved to the games. I played a couple of hours almost every night. I can see now how I was being so controlled by the enticement for higher scores, interrupted by constant ads and solicited for money to increase my chances. Although I did not pay to play these games with money, I did give my control over by being hooked up to them. What a waste of time. I erased all the game apps. I feel so much freer and relaxed. I now have more time to pursue my arts and the whole life clearings. Thank you, Ron, for this awareness again on how easily we can be enslaved by the dark side.
Wow, yeah, great.
Well, and that reminds me, Ron, of a while back you were telling us to break up any routine. You know, not that's wonderful, but also to just break up our routines because we can fall into a robotic kind of pattern without being aware of it. You remember
yes,
that?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So, but thank you for sharing that. Oh, we had a request, Ron, we had a couple of physical things, but we're going to the light ship tonight, but someone did request if you could do a sample healing for muscle cramps and spasms.
Okay. So, here we go. If you have that concern, you may want to put your hand there. So here we go, spasms on muscles or cramps. Maybe you have a pulled muscle. Maybe your shoulder's kind of out a little bit or lifted something wrong. Maybe your neck got, has a problem. You have a kink in your neck, we'll say. So here we go. A lot of people have problems. So you'll have to count to 100. Here we go. So 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, see if that helped you out. Go back to you, Ann. We'll see if we have any comments there.
Okay. Thank you for doing that, and I hope I'm fairly certain that that person is listening tonight, so I'm sure they enjoyed that.
We go to the light ship in about 10 minutes, okay?
Okay, wonderful. Here's another. Okay, here's another thing, physical. But I picked up a physical condition, I'll just say, from someone I stayed with this week. What clearings could I run besides the special clearing, entity clearing, emotional clearing? Thank you for all you do.
Okay, empathic clearing, possibly. Maybe sensory, and probably for sure do the entity.
So well, that was the first thing that I thought of, yes, and they do say they've done that, so that's good.
Yeah, you may want to do it maybe more than one time, and also timeline crash when you saw that person. Remember, when you were seeing somebody, and they had a condition which you probably didn't realize maybe, or maybe you did, but regardless, being there caused the problem. So you want a timeline crash when you got there, and that will help to eliminate and take away the alien movie set where this thing jumps into you and gives you that problem. Because you want to get rid of the situation of that particular day. Remember, you're in a sense, you're rewriting your history or her story for that event. And by doing the timeline crash, if there's anything that happens to be emotional or mental or things attached to it that could connect to you, you're eliminating those possibilities, and the aliens cannot replicate timelines when they're not there. So you're getting rid of their data, their program, as if it never happened. And that's why timeline crashing is so good. So back to you.
Okay. I just wanted to say that apparently, Ron, the centrifuge room is very popular because about four people have requested it tonight. So I just wanted to say if those people, I have that one down. So if you want to send in another request, please do. And if anyone else wants to send them in, it's clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can send it through the fast chat link on the BBS radio station page. And we do appreciate that. So that's just funny, right, Ron? For some reason, the centrifuge room is very popular.
Yeah, so we have to remember. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll do a couple more emails before we go. I have completed the 100 death bar codes clearing from the placenta call and also the mind of the body death bar codes that you suggested we do. I did the body jump start a few months ago. Should I do it again now that the mind of the body death bar codes are gone, or should I just do mind of the body over?
That's kind of a toss up there. If you're having a physical condition, you may need a couple clearings that are on there, and you can get the clearing, because it is a bundle, so you can pay $50 for the particular additional clearings that's on there that you may have liked. I think there's maybe, what is there, like five clearings, I think? And so you can do the unlimited version on some of the whole lifetime ones and get that, but you know, to help you out if one of those tends to be what you want to do. If not, just do the mind of the body one, because it's already now put online after you did all the other clearings there. So kind of your choice there. So back to you.
That's what I would say, Ron, and I would just add that if you're having an issue, physical issue, you can, in addition, do the body rejuvenation that is available as a standalone clearing. But yeah, the body jump start is fantastic. But I think that's a wonderful idea to redo the whole life mind of the body clearing now that the death barcodes are off the mind of the body, right, Ron?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, great. And keep going. Okay, good. We got it. Just getting some more requests in. Thank you very much. And okay, here's another one. I just finished up removing, well, I guess I can say it because it's anonymous, 87 death barcodes from my house. Amazing how energized I feel removing those death barcodes. I walked out and was startled. A fairly large snake was greeting me in my driveway. Hope it was saying goodbye. I had yard work to do.
That's great, yeah. Yeah, we gotta remember we have a week from today, we're having the light codes put into your paint on your walls, so inside of your house. Not on the outside, but on the inside. But it's not, I'll throw that out. It's $20, and you can go in and donate with a donate button, and then just send me an email, with the payment, and, in the subject box, put down wall light codes, whatever's, easiest for you to do there, real simple. And then I'll send you over near the end of the week here the codes, put a login to have that done. And then we'll start at 1 o'clock Pacific time. So back to you.
Yes, thank you, Ron, because I wanted to mention that call, too. I know everyone's looking forward to that. And someone had a question about putting the light codes in the walls that attracts more alien. Oh, attracts. Might it attract aliens? If you put light codes in the home, might it attract more aliens who are wanting to leave?
That's a good question. It could, I guess. I don't know. You know, each time you have the radio show on, they come to listen because they want to get out of here. I don't think the light codes in the wall are going to do anything for them because it's not an active energy. But they can't do anything with it. It'd be like space holders, but it'll give you light. So, yeah, I'll do that clearing right now for people. That will release the enslaved trapped aliens here. So here we go. If only ones that are listening can leave. And you'll be monitored to see if you did any dirty deeds here or not. So don't want any of those politicians leaving or bankers, lawyers, you know. So here we go with the alien underneath their human-looking body. So anyway, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Oh, man, a lot are leaving. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Now, this you can do yourself. We have it on the website, YouTube videos, or at least the audio of that, where you can just play it over and over again, a continuous loop to help release enslaved aliens here. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Apparently there were some around me because I felt something when you did that. So, yes, we haven't done that in a while on a show, so thank you very much. Okay, day before. Can
so I guess
we...
another way to... That other question about having light codes is going to attract more aliens. Well, as you become more awake and more conscious and have more spirit energy... Yes, you will attract aliens to you because they want to try to steal the energy from you, and they want to put you back into their sandbox. So, yeah, they will come, definitely, you know. So I guess the question would be, would you rather be where you were before, having to incarnate here for all these thousands and thousands and thousands of years, or do you want to get the heck out of here and become conscious? So the question was... to me, kind of a negative thing about doing something with light codes and bringing in more aliens. Well, yeah, but just by you getting more conscious, you can draw them to you also, and because they don't want you to leave their sandbox. So, you know, your choice is that you want to get the heck out of here, so you better wake up. If you don't wake up, you're stuck here for another, well, it'll be for eternity for you, because the Earth, as of right now, like I've always mentioned, is not going to be created again. It's not going to exist, you know, so it's not going to be in the same quadrant like it has for all the other ascension points, okay? Saying it a little differently, each time ascension came, the darkness took everybody off on the holographic Earth blueprint, which they created, and life went on just as normal, and then when the Earth came back here again, as it was turned on and created in light and brought back after the ascension point, then the alien just shuffled everybody back onto the Earth again, and you didn't know what happened. So that's why you're stuck here for so long. So, you know, you have a choice. Either choose the light and be, you know, conscious, which can draw aliens to you, okay? Because they don't want you to leave here, or you can be unconscious and be stuck in darkness for your whole life, for all of your lives, for eternity, because you have no way to get out of it. So back to you, Ann. We could probably go to the light ship. You can do one more question if you like.
Okay. Well, someone wrote in. We had a few people write in over the last few days that they had a lot of wallpaper, but somebody wrote in, and I agree that their ceilings are painted, their doors and the trims of their rooms are painted. So they are going to join the call because that's better than nothing. And so I think that's a great way to look at it. So they'll be on the call, and get all the light codes they can.
Yep, uh-huh.
Yeah, so thank you. So, okay, Ron.
No, we'll go to the light tip then.
Okay.
So this only works live as you're listening now, live. If you're on an archive, you're just going to feel peace energy. And you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants for those that are listening live. And you'd be bilocated out of time. And here we go. We're going to go to the light shift now. I'll just count to five. So one, two, three, four, five. And we always go into the hot tub room, which is helping us to detox. And we'll go into one of the crystal rooms here for healing. And we have a centrifuge room, I heard, so we'll go into that. This is used to help release some of the more stubborn energies that are stuck to you. So here we go. The room is spinning, and you need to request one particular healing that you're having tonight. You cannot do more than one. So here we go. Room is spinning. I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. You may want to request your healing maybe every, say, 15 seconds, 20 seconds out loud. Next room, Ann?
The Golden Eagle room.
Golden Eagle. Okay, here we go. So going to this room, there's three eagles. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay?
Mules, horses, and donkeys room.
Mule, horses, and donkeys. Okay, here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And we're all in these same rooms that we just got through talking about. You're in them continuously till we come back. So you're not just visiting one room and leaving the next for the next one. You're in all the rooms continuously. So back to you, Ann.
The baby panda bear room.
Okay, panda bears, babies. So one, two, three, four, and five. Again, request your healing. Okay, back to you.
Okay, the magnesium salt bath for detoxification.
Okay, here we go. More energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And like I mentioned, this only works live for people on the call. And if you are listening now, you cannot request somebody else to have a healing. It has to be for you. They need to come on the BBS radio show in order to have this. So you cannot add somebody else in here unless they're live. And they have to be listening to my voice for me to take them up. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, the redwood tree room.
Okay, here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. A little more energy there. So one, two, three, four, five. Give a little more. One, two, three, four, five. That feels much better. Okay, back to you.
The gold dust room.
Okay, so stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll do two more rooms here.
Okay, the butterfly room.
Ah, that's great. Here comes the big butterflies. Some are like 10 feet across. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
The drill primate room.
The what?
Well, it says drill, like D-R-I-L-L. I'm not sure what that is either, but primates, I think, are monkeys. So it's some kind of a monkey. Or
okay,
ape.
Here we go. So stronger. This is your choice for monkeys. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So we're going to come back from the light ship. And your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are now coming with you. And we're out of time right now. And when you come back, you will be in time. So here we go. Coming back down. One, two, three, four, five. There we are. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. That was wonderful, as always.
We got about 15 minutes, so what can we have lots of questions?
We do. We do. Okay, we have, you know, a few more anyway to get to.
Okay.
Oh, someone wrote in a suggestion of doing the Earth barcode removal to be sure your body does not remain on the old Earth during the ascension, and, of course, also the spirit barcode removal.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's very healthy. I mean, healthy, helpful. I guess it is also healthy. someone wanted to know, can they timeline crash the day before they were born?
Well, it normally has to relate to you. So I guess you could do that because you're still living. You could not do the day before your conception unless you did like your parents. Yeah, let's talk about that. So maybe you're one of these entity babies. This is kind of scary for some people, and it could be a lot of the people listening here. So, you know, maybe your parents were in the dating age and then they were forced to get married because your mother got pregnant. Or maybe it was a one-night stand and the guy took off. You know, this is all emotional stuff that I'm talking about here. And so maybe, you know, it was a party where maybe, I don't know, in my time it would probably be more like drinking alcohol. You know, the newer people would be taking whatever, you know. Maybe alcohol is not that popular anymore. But anyway, having a one-night stand, getting messed up, too much substance abuse, and then the entities come together, you see. So maybe you're at a location, and entities, or maybe one entity came in, or two of them came in. Maybe it's from your soul family even. And so some came into the male, some came into the female, and they wanted to have a baby, and lo and behold, that's you. And the woman got pregnant, your mother got pregnant, not the woman, but your mother. And maybe the other person left. So, or wasn't really conceived, you know, in a joyful type energy. Maybe it's more lust, you know. But aside from that, you're an entity, baby, because the entities came into the two people, you know, having intercourse. That's what that amounts to. And so at that point, you can go, oh, crap, you know. I know my mother never wanted me. It was very stressful on her. I don't know who my dad is. I'm just going into the major stuff here. So what you could do is you go, wow, so I'm a one-night stand baby. And it could be pretty traumatic right now as I mention this, because I'm sure people out there relate to this. What can you do to help yourself? So what's the remedy here, okay? You know, so you could go in and maybe do a timeline crash, maybe the day before conception happened, and you know, you would have to kind of get an idea about when it was. Maybe you kind of know when you're born, and maybe some people go longer than the 9 months. You know, maybe you want a timeline crash, maybe 10 months, and go down to 9 months. Okay. And keep doing that and bring in source energy into that experience. Because you're kind of rewriting your history. And maybe that might help you out somewhat. It'd be worth a try, I think. Unless your mother knew exactly, you know, when that happened and she told you, yeah, this date here, you know, like September 23rd, you know, I conceived you, you know. And then you could say, oh, that's the day, you know. But anyway, you may want to go back and rewrite your history and just see if you can get some light codes and peace energy put into that experience instead of having maybe a druggy mother or father or whatever, you know, having the sexual experience and you were born from that, you know, where you have all that negative energy. And so we kind of talked about it earlier about betrayal. What was that about the mother?
Resentment
of motherhood. So you're resenting your mother, you know, that could be going along with this here because she never wanted you and you always know that. And, you know, so anyway, that might be worth a try. And I would probably, if you don't know, you know, figure 10 months then, maybe, unless you're a preemie or something, but figure maybe 10 months. And timeline crash each day. It'll take you a while to do that. You may want to do each day, you know, maybe 1,000 or 2,000 timeline crashes, and then go to the next day. And you're counting down then from 10 months going down to 9 months. And just see how that works for you. I think it would be a great investment because it might change your life because you're rewriting your birthing, not your birthing, but your conception history. So back to you.
Okay. Listener wrote in, drill monkeys are known for being shy, but they have great smiles. They use this smile, known as an appeasement grin, to keep the peace when they greet others. So if other people, as I didn't know what they were, you might want to just Google them quickly. They're very beautiful. They're part of the baboon family, Ron.
Okay, yeah, that's what it felt like.
Right. Yeah, it kind of did to me, too, now that I think about that. So thank you very much for that. And So someone wrote in about timeline crashing conception just now. How does that compare to the immaculate conception whole life clearing? Or it might, you know, it might be also a good one to do.
Yeah, it would be different because you'd want to clear away the energies in your DNA. That's what you're clearing is the DNA energy. So that would still be passed on to you.
Right.
So I think it'd be worth doing.
Yes, me too. I think that was a really wonderful, Ron. Wonderful idea. We had two people write in about the water chargings, two water charging questions. One person, I'm taking a medication that blocks my absorption of magnesium. If I buy water charging for magnesium, would my cells absorb it this way?
Yeah, it probably would, yes. Uh-huh. It'll be more like a light energy coming to you. It'll be in the water, but it will go to wherever you need the magnesium, okay? So
right.
It'll give you what you need. That's what the charged water does. So it's enough, whatever it is, to give you what you need at the present moment.
Right. The water charging is a wonderful clearing. You can get that by coming on Ron's Wednesday live healing calls. He charges a week's worth of water that day. He charges water on all of the live healing calls that he does. And also the water, you could do one container of water if you wanted to right now for $1, or you can buy it for a week for $20, I believe, or $30. But you can find that right on Ron's website on the left-hand side. The other question, Ron, about water. Does water charging for the heavy metal detox, which is one of the options, would it flush the body out of good minerals as well, when you do the chelation protocols?
There's nothing to do with any kind of flushing. The water charging gives you what your body needs.
Right.
So it's not going to take away anything.
Right. Right.
You know, on the calls, we go to, like, the hot tub room, and that is where, you know, you get worked on, and that could take away stuff that you have an abundance of, okay? But as far as the water itself, it'll just give you what you need, what your body's missing. So back to you.
Great. And then I don't know if you can do this. Can you tell how much I personally need to do?
No.
Okay. Right, because it might be one container, and it might be gone, or it might not, but you won't know till you start and do it, right?
Yeah, everything's in the present moment.
Okay. Well, Ron, unfortunately, it is time to go. It's 5 after already. Wow. And we didn't really get to everything, but they'll be here. for our Monday show.
We can go another 5 minutes if you want. If you want to do a couple.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, good. Well, this person starts out by saying, "Thank you, Ron and ladies, for the brilliant BBS shows, and especially the archives." This person happens to be in South Africa, Ron. So I'm not sure, of course, what time it is there now, but I guess they might enjoy the archives more than coming on the shows live. So I often look at the creation diagram on your website and have been meaning to ask Ron these questions for a while. So they understand the 12 source energies are made up of divine light. And what are these 12 unique energies called?
Okay, yeah, there's really no name to them. It's not like the Eastern Indian gods or things like that, like religious deities. They're just the energies that were used to create creation. So there was initially one energy, and then it had to divide itself into 12 energies in order to produce the creation energies itself. So it needs the 12 energies to do a complete creation energy. The one energy, I guess, couldn't do it because it needed to break itself down so it would have more, I don't know what to say, more job titles, we'll call it, I guess, making it into the human experience here. And so it needs the 12. There's also the twin flame energies with it also for each one of the 12. So there's 12 energies, and if you divide that out again, it would be 24, but I don't get that technical with it because it is just, you know, I don't want to get into a lot of mental stuff. Just know there's 12 energies that created you and created everything in light. And you may want to listen to the 12 source energies that we have on BBS, and also I think we have it on Constant Talk Radio as an archive there. So they're both very, very good. So I guess next question.
Okay, somebody wrote in, as we like this, you've asked people to do this in the past, that they enjoyed an archive, a specific show, that it's from 2011, and it was July 17th, show number 103. And I didn't realize they were numbered. This is a really great CLS show to experience quickly the effects of blocked and unblocked energy. Ron gives a crash course on healing others that starts about 20 minutes in, and you can follow along with a pendulum and watch as the pendulum spins over your palm chakra. Ron closes the palm chakra, and the pendulum stops. Notice, he says, how you won't feel energy on your computer and plants, etc. Then he opens the palm chakra and the pendulum spins open. And then he even teaches you how you could heal someone's stomach ache remotely, but he cautions you need to be charged up first, and he teaches this in the beginning of the show. So that's interesting. I'll say the date again. 2011. July 17th, show number 103. Now, the only thing is, I do feel Ron has completely cautioned us against healing other people since then.
Yeah, it's not a good idea. You know, this is like an emergency thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a situation with maybe a loved one or something and something's going on and you need to help them out somewhat, I can't recall what the show was about at all, just by what you're saying there. So, you know, you could do that, but don't go out and, you know, make a career out of this, you know, to do that,
right?
Because you're harming yourself. You know, it's taking your life force energy, you know, because you only have so many life force energy units, in a sense. And so you don't want to give it away to people. That's why healers die at a young age, number one, because they took on other people's stuff. They couldn't get rid of it, even though they were told they could by doing their mantras. Then from there, you know, they have all this negativity, which they also pass on to the other people they work on. So remember, it's kind of like, you know, having yourself contaminated and you work on somebody, not knowing or realizing that you're giving that person, you know, who you're working on, your client, every illness and situation and entities that you've worked on, you know, from all your other, you know, patients and clients. So you're just being used like as the main distributor for all these energies. So once you realize that, you're probably not going to feel very good if you paid a lot of money to do your Reiki master or whatever, because you're contaminating people, even though they are getting a healing, but you're giving them all the stuff from everybody else that you worked on, backaches, you know, whatever else people have had. That person will more than likely have that situation happening to them years on down the road because it activates their DNA. And that people don't like to hear. So anyway, I guess we'll do the Mind to Heart Drop. Our show looks like it's over here. So here we go, everybody. You need to say this out loud. And here we go. This is what you say. Do it after me. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And now we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. Feel the energy moving down your thoughts to your heart. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Thank you for listening to us tonight. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And, you know, thank you, everybody who sent in testimonials and emails. We really enjoy those. So thank you. Blessings. Hope to see you tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Pacific time, for our alien parasitic life form release, these critters that are inside of you. Bye, everyone. Blessings.